South African police officers killed more than 30 miners who charged them on Thursday at a Lonmin platinum mine. The shootings are one of the worst in South Africa since the end of the apartheid era. The South Africa Police Service defended officers' actions, saying in a statement that they were attacked by the group. An official inquiry has been called for. The editor of the weekly Catholic newspaper, The Southern Cross, Gunter Simmermacher, said the mining industry in South Africa has always been plagued by violence.
The police claims that the protesters shot at them first with live ammunition, so an inquest will certainly be held to investigate that. But there are several other sources for the discontent which led to this action. There was a recent study released by the Benchmark Foundation, a study that took about 5 years to complete. And it found some very interesting things that speak to the events of yesterday. For instance, there is a gap between what workers at the platinum mine have been offered and what they have actually received in terms of the working conditions. There is a practice of subcontracting. Reportedly, about a third of all work at the Lonmin mines is contracted out. That obviously is not going to make employees very happy, and especially not when in May Lonmin dismissed 9,000 workers. And so there is a lot of job insecurity at the mine. The Benchmark Foundation study also found that there is a macho culture and other social conditions that feed into attitudes of confrontation. And on top of all that, there are also rival unions competing with one another at mine, and that, of course, just serves to heat up the conflict. Now, violence at strikes is a fairly common feature in South Africa, especially in the last few years. Though, of course, one doesn't really see a dozen people being shot dead on strike actions. But in part, the violence is rooted in old attitudes of the struggle against apartheid when mass action was necessary. And in other ways, militancy can also be linked to the conditions of employment and the social problems that surround it. And that is especially so in the mines, when workers are coming from areas far away. So they are separated from their families. Of course, the whole migrant worker the conditions of the migrant workers in South Africa is an age-old story, and it suggests that this is not going to be the last such confrontation, though we hope, of course, in future there are not going to be live ammunition being shot at each other.